Hi there, ladies. Happy New Year. Hey, I actually have another show recorded that's going to be available on the 4th of January. That was supposed to be my Happy New Year message, but I feel inspired to connect with you today on the very first day of 2022. We had a lot that happened in 2021. It was a really transformational year for me. I'm not sure if it was for you also. And part of what happens when you have a year like that is as you enter into the new year, you might feel a lot of excitement, right? But even a little bit of trepidation. And I know I'm feeling that. I'm not sure what it's about. I'm not normally like that, but I'm definitely feeling it. And so I wanted to offer some insights into what I'm doing to help to elevate the excitement and to really learn from whatever trepidation I'm having. And some of that is really just about taking care of ourselves and really focusing on the things that are important to us. Sometimes at the end of a year, we have gotten off of track from where we started. And so then as we start the next year, we are a little bit off track. So I wanted to just mention that if you're feeling any kind of trepidation that might even be outweighing the excitement, to kind of take a look at that. Like, what is it that's going on for you? The best way that I know to support you in that is to have you read Choose Bliss. Choose Bliss is my original flagship book, as you guys know. It's what started this whole journey of sharing my message with the world about what's possible for you, right? What's possible for your happiness? Like, how joyful, how blissful, how content can you be? And I know that sometimes I'll say that word content and people like cringe. Like, if I'm contented, then I won't strive. I won't need bliss. I won't keep going. I've actually had people say, I don't want to be content. I don't want to be blissful because then I'll lose my passion for what I'm doing. And in fact, it's the exact opposite. When you're blissful or contented, there's a lot of emotional real estate or mental real estate that is now released so that you now have all of this energy and resources and capacity to create. So now you create bigger dreams. Your vision expands. You know, your ideas of what's possible expand because you're not so weighted down by these things that make you unhappy. And that's been my experience. I don't know how many of you ladies have been out there, like when you're at your most joyful, like that you're the most productive, the most creative, the most expansive. Think about when you first fall in love, you know, like, and you're just completely drenched in these love endorphins, right? There's this romance and everything that you think about that person is creative and open and you want to do so many things for that person. You want to be your very best self, right? And you do things you wouldn't normally do and you say things you wouldn't normally say and you take risks you wouldn't normally take, right? Because you're overwhelmed with this feeling of bliss. Well, I don't know that we can live in that space our entire life, that sort of being newly in love space. It can also be very distracting, right? But that feeling of bliss and just feeling so content, like everything in the world is so good and so right, that feeling we can have. And then when you have that, just like what I was saying about being newly in love, you're expansive and creative and new things happen and you're more willing to take more risk. That's what bliss does for you. Not bad risk, right? But you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone. You're willing to achieve more. You come up with different ideas. You act in a way that supports your own joy more often, right? So anyway, so that's that feeling of bliss and contentedness. And that's what I wish for you in 2022, is for you to really have that experience of choosing to live a life of bliss, choosing to live a life on your terms, choosing to have the things that you want, right? And to be able to give to the people you love in the way that you want. So I'm going to do something this year that I have never done before. I've never done this before. Any of you who've been listening to my show for 3 years, you know this is true. I wrote the book Choose Bliss in 2016. And I've run specials on it. I think the lowest I've ever offered it at, and that was when it was, the launch price was at 99 cents because I needed to get it to bestseller. But I've never offered it at that before. And I've certainly never given it away for free. I do believe that if you give away something for free, people think of it as free and they value it as free, right? So normally I don't give it away for free. However, because of what I've been feeling about the energy and sort of as we're moving into 2022 and the possibilities of 2022, I would like to offer you the gift of my book, Choose Bliss. And I can't believe I even just said that. But anyways, I'm offering it to you for free. The whole book, not a chapter, not an excerpt, not a synopsis, the whole book. So you can read every single piece of the path that I found to help me to achieve bliss and to help many of my clients to choose bliss so that our life becomes more expansive. 2022 is, if you look at numerology, it's a six, it's a year six. Six is about balance, and it's about specifically the balancing of the masculine and the feminine. It's the year for us, ladies. It's the year that we get to come out. We live in this male-dominated world. We're in a male-dominated industry. But to bring that feminine in to balance the masculine in real estate and in our lives, there's so much opportunity that's coming here to us in 2022. And I just want to make sure that you're set up for success and for joy, because that's what I want for you. So this is my New Year gift to you. Read Choose Bliss and actually do the exercises and the techniques that are in the book. I think that you will love what happens on the other side of that. So give it a chance. Go get your free copy. Oh my God, your free copy of Choose Bliss. The way to get that is to go to corebblisslife.com. So that's about living bliss from your core, right? Core, C-O-R-E, bliss, B-L-I-S-S. life.com, corebblisslife.com. And you can sign up and you'll get your copy of Choose Bliss. It's a digital copy. It's not a hard copy, but a digital copy of Choose Bliss for free. I can't even say it. I've just never done that. But you mean the world to me. I love you. I want 2022 to be magical for you. And so I'm happy to give you this gift. Please let me know if you have any questions. You know, Choose Bliss was my heart work. It still is. I'm all about creating a blissful life. I want that for you. So as you're reading the book, if you have questions or anything comes up or whatever, please let me know. Okay. And I will see you again on January 4th with another New Year's episode. Until then, have a wonderful week. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. And remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. See you soon. Bye.